It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morno with KRWG News. At a special meeting Monday, the city of Las Cruces voted to extend the emergency proclamation issued by Mayor Ken Miyagashima on Friday, May 15th. That requires all members of the public, with some exceptions, to wear a face covering when inside, in line to enter, or utilizing a city building, property, or facility, including city parks. The proclamation is now in effect through May 31st. Violations would constitute a misdemeanor, punishable by a fine of up to $500 and/or 90 days in jail. The city says it prefers voluntary compliance over enforcement and does not want the effort to be punitive. Approximately every 30 seconds, a Latino in the U.S. turns 18, becoming eligible to vote. As part of a collaborative public media reporting project, KERA in Dallas is spending the year getting to know one young first-time Texas voter. Stella Chavez introduces us to him.
Iscan Ordaz voted for the first time on Super Tuesday in March. He's 18 and a high school senior. Iscan says he was excited about this key moment in his young life.
I had an old teacher tell me that the first time his children voted, they were in line and people were like, "Hey, we got some first-time voters, woo!" And everybody was like cheering and applauding.
Iscan says voters walked into the polling location, picked their candidates, and walked out.
But when I got there, it was like not at all what I was expecting.
Still, he got to vote. As for those other milestones, like prom, graduation, they haven't been canceled, but they aren't happening in May. The COVID-19 pandemic has upended daily life for everyone around the world. And for high school seniors like Iscan, it's denied them of these traditional rites of passage. Break it down all on the floor because I'm bleeding red and gold. Under pressure, we don't fold. Including performing this song at his prom. It's called Friday Night Lights, an ode to his high school. Iscan and his friend co-wrote it during football season last fall.
That would be really unfortunate, you know, if I wasn't able to do that, because that was kind of like a dream that we had, and we've been working at it to make sure, you know, it can play out. But obviously with no prom, there's no possibility for that.
Like most students, Iscan is trying to adjust doing schoolwork from home. He connects with teachers via the online app Zoom, and he's turned his bedroom into his classroom. Iscan says it's not as easy as he thought it would be.
Overall, I think it's been pretty hard to study and to try to learn something. It might just be mixed with like a little bit of the senioritis that I'm already feeling. But I think the loss of schedule and the loss of routine has really made it hard for a lot of students to stay on top of the work.
Before the pandemic, Iscan talked about the issues he was most concerned about, the cost of college and student loans, and who he would vote for. He liked Democratic candidate Mike Bloomberg, but ended up voting for former Vice President Joe Biden in the primary. Iscan says he thought Bloomberg didn't have the support he needed to win the Democratic nomination. And unlike many other young Latinos, he wasn't sold on Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
Ideologically, some of the socialism things that he embraces, I just understand that America is just, you know, still more individualistic. And so some of these ideas are really not going to fly with a lot of the more moderate thinkers.
Iscan lives near Keller, a suburb of Fort Worth known for good schools and good neighborhoods, and where the average household income is more than $145,000. He says Texas conservatism has influenced him and points out his parents are actually more liberal than he is. They were Bernie Sanders supporters. When it comes to President Donald Trump, though, Iscan and his parents agree they don't want to see him reelected.
It's been very difficult, and definitely politics and race is a main topic. You know, obviously I'm a citizen of the U.S., but I'm also an immigrant, you know, from Mexico, and very proud of that culture.
That's Simon Ordaz, Iscan's dad. He and wife Xochitl Ortiz sit across from Iscan in their dining room one afternoon in late February. This was during my first visit with the family.
That's what I bring to the table here in the U.S. So I have been definitely very hurt.
Simon Ordaz tears up. Iscan stretches his arm toward his dad and gives him a fist bump. Xochitl, his mother, who was born in Chicago, jumps in. She says most immigrants who come to the U.S. are seeking a better life for themselves and their families.
To see immigrants being portrayed in such a negative way, it's just really, I think it's un-American, first of all, but it's also very hurtful for people who are here, who are immigrants.
Iskan says even though immigration is an important issue, he's now much more worried about the economy. So he's paying attention to what the candidates do and say.
I know that if layoffs continue to escalate, if unemployment applicants continue to rise, then it could really start to reflect what is being done. And I just know that, you know, people are going to want to see what's being taken care of.
But while he waits for November and for stay-at-home orders to end, Iskan says he still holds on to hope of having a graduation and prom later this year. Friday night lights and the field gon' rock. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.